The Myth of Human Free Will, Part 1, Bible Students Courses, Course 1, Unit 8, Lesson 4, by Mark D. Vogt. All is out of him, Romans 11:36. One of the most difficult concepts to share with people is the truth that there is no such thing as free will. If one were to try to convey this thought to someone, their immediate reaction would be to shrink back in horror and emphatically pronounce the error of that kind of thinking. They might say something like, "Everyone knows that we have a free will." It is almost as if they were being insulted. How could we not have free will? Do you mean that we are just automatons wandering about like we are puppets with God pulling the strings? We all make hundreds of free will decisions every day. Such would be the typical responses of people. Before the discussion goes any further, there is a necessity to define the terms that are being talked about, because nothing derails an honest attempt to learn and discuss the truth than when those discussing the topic cannot adequately define the terms being discussed. A working definition of free will could be this: free will is the ability to make decisions unencumbered by any external or internal influences. If one were to give this some honest thought, the conclusion would be obvious, and that is that every decision that we make is, in some way or another, impacted by numerous influences within or without, which are beyond our control. It was never said that individuals don't have a will. They do, and they make decisions every day. It is just that those decisions are not made without being affected by all sorts of influences, most of which the individual is not even aware of. External influences that affect the decisions one makes would include who one's parents are, where they were born, their siblings, race, location of birth, time in history in which they were born, and a host of other factors. Other external influences are things as simple as the weather on a particular day that was planned for a picnic, or an accident forcing a detour from a planned route, which would influence one's decision. A person's attitude, outlook, beliefs, and opinions would vary greatly if one was born in Iran, for example, as opposed to Canada. Internal influences, while harder to pinpoint, are nevertheless just as powerful factors in making up one's mind when it comes to making decisions. Ultimately, all influences are internal, because God is the influencer, writer, director, and producer of your life. Experiences in one situation in life, good or bad, while growing up, leave an indelible mark on the psyche of the individual. Such events and the reaction to them can leave a lasting imprint on one's mind. These impressions factor into every decision made in our lives, even though they may lessen over time, because new and different influences may push the old ones aside, not out, just aside. What one must acknowledge and take to heart for one's peace of mind is the wonderful and glorious truth that God had written the story of our lives before that calamitous event called the disruption of the world, Genesis 1:1-2. He then proceeded to produce and direct those stories so as to perfectly fulfill his plan and will. Never fear. Your life is going exactly as it should. He won't allow us to mess it up, because the great God has already determined it all.